Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We look forward to this time every week. Coach Jim Larrañaga, the former University of Miami men's basketball coach, joins us and we talk hoops and nonsense, and we get to talk with them before the show and during the commercial breaks and during our segment here. And we really look forward to it. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. You've got to be, I'm going to jump into the Heat game last night, Coach, because there's a lot of stuff we want to talk to you about. You have to be impressed with what you saw from the Heat and Eric Spoelstra. We talked about, I mean, the Bulls had handled the Heat all season long, and Miami flipped the script last night. Bulls put up a terrible performance, and that's because of, I think, what the Heat did to them. So you have to be impressed with what you saw out of the Heat last night.
Yeah, I think Spo did a fantastic job. The players did a great job. You know, Tyler Herro goes off for 38. He's on a great roll. I was just looking at his numbers in the last 11 games. He's been playing sensational basketball. He's scoring at a very, very high clip. And their defense just shut down the Bulls' transition game and half-court game. And you know, you come away with a win in advance, lose and go home, and you win by 19 on the road. That's a sensational performance. Now they got to repeat it tomorrow night in Atlanta. Trae Young just got pitched in his last game. He gets tossed by the officials. You know, he throws a ball at a ref. He kicks a ball. You got to wonder how the Atlanta Hawks will come back from that and how the officials will officiate that game. Will they be looking to keep Trae Young under control? Will Trae Young intimidate them? There's a big difference in which side the referees go. We protect our own, or are we to protect the player?
And, Coach, speaking of that, because Hawks call me out on the players that I love to watch, like the players that I enjoy watching and what I want to be my number one player. Coach, you have the high pick and roll. You have the double screens. You have the give and goes. I want a guy that says, just give me the ball. And that's what Tyler did last night. Like, like that type of player. Who have you coached like that? Because Tyler, on a number of them points last night, everybody just stood out of his way and let him go crazy.
These are three different situations that deal directly with what you're saying. Back in 1997, I had a point guard named Antonio Daniels, and we were down 24 points with 12 minutes to go in the game. I called a timeout and told four guys, just go to the left side of the floor. Antonio, you got the ball going to the right side of the floor and just score. Beat your man and score. And if they double team you, find the open man. We scored 25 consecutive points. We went from down 62-38 to ahead 63-62. We won the game like 80 to something. Then when I get to Miami, I've got Shane Larkin, the same thing. We're down, Shane, timeout. What do you want to run? We give him the ball, clear out. He just scores. My favorite, though, is Angel Rodriguez. We're at Florida. Billy Donovan's the coach. They're up two with 16 seconds to go. We call a timeout, and I stop Angel, and I said, hey, what do you want to do? He said, give me the ball and tell everybody to get the heck out of my way. And so I told everybody, just go to the baseline. Just stand on the baseline, get ready to offensive rebound in case Angel misses. He shakes and bakes, crosses the guy over, and buries a three for the win. So sometimes it's just, you know, player versus player. And Tyler Hero's got it going right now. We just got to hope and cheer for him to just keep it lit. You know, he's on fire.
As a coach, how early in the game do you recognize that? Where you say to yourself, oh, Tyler's got it tonight. Like, not only is he hitting the shots, but he's getting good looks. He's being aggressive. Like, and where you say to yourself, like, how early in a game can you say to yourself, you know what? Tyler's got this tonight. Like, I just got to let Tyler do his thing.
Yeah, well, here's the situation for most teams. And I'm not saying for the Heat, and I'm not sure what Spo was thinking. But for most teams, you got to play the first three quarters like you always do. You're trying to get everybody involved. You definitely don't want it to just be a one-man show, because then the other players actually lose interest and get frustrated, like, hey, what about me? But if you can keep it rolling and keep it close, or maybe even have a lead for going into the fourth quarter, then in the fourth quarter, you can just give your star player the nod and say, it's your time. With us on our run to the Final Four, one of the hand signals we use, do you recognize this in basketball, what that is? That's called horns. We ran it for Isaiah Wong, and when there was 4 minutes left in the game, I called horns for Isaiah, and that meant Isaiah's shooting the ball.
That's cool. And, Coach, who's the best at that? You get to the fourth quarter, you've seen in the LeBron-Jordan debate, all that, Kobe, blah, 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 blah. Who is the best at that ISO? The ISO, ISO Joe? I don't know. His
name Jimmy Butler,
Joe.
DeMar DeRozan.
who is the best ISO guy you've ever watched touch a basketball?
Wow. You know, there's just too many to single out somebody, but you're going to laugh at this because you guys don't even know these guys. The two best I've ever seen were Jerry West and Oscar Robertson. Ooh. You got those guys, you could guard them unbelievably well, and they just hit the shot right on you. But that's in that generation in the 60s. Then you go into the 70s, you got Walt Frazier, who was unbelievable, Earl Monroe. You go into the 80s, you got Michael Jordan, and then D. Wade. Those guys are superstars. Kobe, and any one of that caliber, you choose them, they're getting you a bucket.
I had said at the beginning of the show that it was very apparent. The end of last season, Pat Riley had his season-ending press conference, and he called out Tyler Hero and Jimmy Butler publicly. And Tyler responded the way Pat Riley, I'm guessing, envisioned, which was, I think Tyler, correct me if I'm wrong, Solana, played more games this season than he has in his entire career?
Correct.
And obviously, I mean, he was an all-star this year. He was a stud last night. Jimmy Butler, it had the opposite effect, seemingly. The same kind of call-out had the opposite effect. When you're a head coach or you're in charge of personnel, I guess you really have to paint the way you approach a game, a challenge, a season. You have to paint it differently with different personalities, as difficult as that may be.
Okay, there's two sides to that, though, Hawk. Number one is the guy who is in charge. He has to be himself. He can't be playing favorites or doing things, you know, setting a standard or an example that the other players can look at and say, oh, yeah, he treats this guy differently than he does everybody else. But what you're saying is definitely true, that I know with my personality, I like to work with players individually. So I call them into my office and I just talk to them. So they're hearing directly from me and no one else is involved. Like the situation you're talking about, Pat Riley might have wanted it to be more vocal, more in the media, because then everybody chimes in, and then, you know, the people who are with them, those individual players, let's say like Tyler Herro's, his family, his agent, they're all saying to him, you know, Coach Riley just wanting to motivate you, get the job done. He's counting on you. He's invested in you. Somebody else's agent might say, get out of here. Right?
The way that guy's talking about you.
Let's get out of Miami. This guy doesn't value. So you never know what's going to trigger the response. But in this case, let's hope that the response by Tyler Herro just continues throughout the playoffs.
And coach, to that conversation, like you say, you pull guys to the side. I've had a lot of coaches like that. Have you ever told a player, I'm going to get on you tomorrow, because if I get on you, the rest of your teammates will respond because you were the star. Have you ever done that?
Oh, all the time. Yeah. I've called guys aside and I said, look, I'm going to be all over you today. Yesterday's practice was awful. I need this to be a great practice. So I'm going to rip into you at the start of practice to get everybody's attention. And sometimes that works. And a lot of times it works.
Just because
other times it may not.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't work.
Just because you mentioned, you know, calling horns in a game, coach, which I'm sure you call a billion times. You ever watch another team, whether it be college, whether it be pros? You say you love going to watch high school at every level. You ever watch another coach call play and you say, huh, I would like that. And you kind of just write it or draw it up for yourself for a game coming up?
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. I have some great stories about that. One night, Doc Rivers ran a play. He was with the Celtics at the time. They ran an out-of-bounds play against the Heat. I think it was the Heat. They back-screened and lobbed for a dunk. And afterwards, they asked Doc Rivers, you know, that was a great play. Where'd you get it from? He said, I was watching my son Austin in high school playing for his AAU team. And they ran and it worked, so I figured it would work for the Celtics. I put the play in. We called it Boston. We ran it against the Georgia Tech and scored it. It was the last play of the first half, and we scored at the end of the half. Gave us a lot of momentum going forward.
Yeah, that's funny. We do that with radio shows. We hear a good bit, and we steal the bit. That's the way that anybody works in whatever they do. Let me shift gears here, because we have plenty of basketball talk. Well, I ask you one more basketball question. I want to ask you your go-to McDonald's order, and this is from something that happened earlier in the week. But what one final basketball question. Budenholzer gets fired in Phoenix, and so I'm just curious, you as a coach, where's the culpability you get handed great talent. It doesn't work out. Like, and like, I don't know how to parse it in my head. We know he's a great coach, but we also know this was an awful season. So I wonder how a head coach looks at that and says, yeah, there's this much culpability on the coach, or maybe it's just they need a fresh start regardless of who's there. Like, I wonder how you look at something like that.
Well, I think, you know, quite frankly, it's the chemistry of how things fit together. The coach can come in with a whole set of plans, a strategy, how he wants to play, but then he's got to get the players to buy into his vision and get them to execute the plan. And sometimes, and I don't know if this is true with the Phoenix Suns, but sometimes, you know, even though you're a great player, you don't fit great with the other great players. Sometimes you fit great on offense, but not on defense. And it's the way players fit together. That's why being a great teammate is so important. Where a great teammate is not just a great player, but a guy who listens to the coach, understands the coach's vision, understands how he has to execute the coach's plan. And he not only has to execute his role, he's got to help his teammates execute their role. Because if I can do my job, but I don't impact the other, then you're not a great player. What made Bill Russell one of the greatest winners in professional sports history is he made everybody on his team better. And he didn't score that much, but he knew how to get his teammates to be the best that they could be. And whether it's the coach or the players, you know, the Phoenix Suns, obviously, they didn't make the playoffs. They didn't have the best season possible. The owner of the team says, hey, I'm going to make a change until I find the right coach and the right combination of players. And there's always a lot of turnover in the NBA. I think there's like 5 head coaching jobs open right now.
And, Coach, you brought up the Trae Young situation, getting kicked out the game. What, I don't know what he was playing, patty cake with the referee and the ball and all that. If you're Quinn Snyder, what's the conversation with you and Trae Young after you get back in the locker room?
And my guess is nothing. That game, you guys know Chuck Daly and what a great coach he was. He's in the Hall of Fame, everything. There's a book called Daly Wisdom, and it's all of his stories about how he handled different situations. And when a guy would bother him, do something he didn't like, he said, the best thing I could do, ignore it. I'll have a different problem the next day. So one of my favorite quotes is, never underestimate the challenges and problems your opponent has. You know, you got a lot of problems, but your opponent's got a ton of problems too, with personnel or injuries or referees or what have you. So, but that was Chuck Daly.
Do you think the Heat will handle the Hawks tomorrow?
You know, I'm not someone that can predict those things very well. I will say this. I like mentally and emotionally where the Heat are going into that game. Because just winning on the road one time is difficult. To do it a second time is even more difficult, especially when it's win in advance, lose and go home. But the pressure really is on the Hawks because they lost to Orlando. Now, you know, you lose. You were supposed to beat Orlando. Now you go home and you lose to the Heat. That's not good for anybody in that organization.
It does feel like it'll be a more freeing game for the Heat than the Hawks. I'm with you on that one because the Heat, no one expects the 10 to get through the play-in round. Never been done before.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.